Let's go, pick up the corses, let's roll. Make it rain like we're from the tropics. Drip drop hot gossip on my lips. A, B, let's see, are you ready?
So hungry.
There's no need to talk about it. You already know we all about it. And when we go all in. There's only one way to talk about it. Shooting shit like a talkaholic. And when we go, you go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, my goodness. My sinuses are back at it. It's windy as hell over here, so excuse that throughout the show. But I got so many messages from you guys about Sam. You guys love Sam, and I do too. So I feel like I'm going to have him on way more. Maybe I'll make him like a once a month or maybe a permanent host. I don't know. We're going to figure it out, but I'm so glad you guys loved him. We're definitely going to be doing a part two. He said he has so many more questions for me, and I'm a little nervous, but I'm also kind of excited and intrigued. So we're definitely going to have him on. But today I have Riley Huddleston, my lovely fiance, on the show. And we are just doing a little recap on everything that's been going on in our life. I feel like I haven't really done that in a while. So we're talking about house hunting and baby number two. We're talking about how he was in the doghouse and how he got himself out of it and so much more. So I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Stay hungry.
Hello, very handsome fiance of mine. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You're doing better now that you're out of the doghouse?
I'm doing great that I'm out of the doghouse. By the way, you look ravishing
right now. Oh, yeah? I'm sure. Is that you just try to...
I'm staying out of the doghouse. That's what that is. That's like, I'm trying to get brownie points outside of the doghouse.
Can we talk about that for a second?
I don't know.
We don't have to talk about details. I don't want to put you on the spot. But I have to say... Do you feel, because you haven't been on the show since the doghouse incident.
I feel like I got trapped into this episode.
No, I know, because we haven't. I asked you while we were having dinner, do you want to talk about anything on the show? You said no. So I'm just
taking. So here we are.
I'm taking it upon myself.
Thank you. Such a kind host.
I know, right? But, you know, I just want to do a little recap. I feel like everyone's, they haven't heard from you in a while.
All right, let's get...
How do you feel, I feel like we, well, let me ask you. How do you feel like we handled the whole situation after me going absolutely apeshit on you?
Afterwards, pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, do you think, what do you have to say about our relationship afterwards?
Our communication is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I think just
You can talk a little louder. It's okay.
I think just overall...
He just put Piper down, so he's trying to be quiet. But you don't have to be quiet. She's fine. All right.
I think overall, just stronger, right? I think overall stronger. Communication-wise, excellent. Everything else, pretty awesome.
You guys can...
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
There's a wink in there.
Between the lines. Yeah, I have to say that... And I've talked about this now, I think like twice, but I think our relationship just, so for those that are just barely tuning in, we had a little issue, 2 months ago, a month ago? I don't even know.
It's been a while, actually.
It's been a little bit. And, you know, I found a little something. He lied about it because he was scared. And I was so upset because it was like one of my triggers that we ended up figuring out as we were talking that he has triggers, which is alcohol. I think from just your past and your traumas, and mine is liars, cheaters. Not that you did cheat. I'm just, those are some of my things. And so it really made us and forced us to have this conversation, right? It brought it to light, really. And then it really brought to light other things, I think, that were like bothering us within our relationship that we hadn't talked about, that we were like sort of just pushing under the rug. And so I think...
Which I think most relationships are easier if you push it under the rug. It's not better.
Right.
It's easier.
Yeah.
And it's temporary because mm-hmm. it will eventually
come out
because somebody will lift up the rug.
Totally.
And then there's a lot of stuff under there that's piled up. And that's what ends a lot of relationships yeah. because they just pushed it to the side, didn't know how to communicate. And then over time chose not to communicate. And I feel like that's why it's really helped us and benefited us because one, a relationship is not easy.
Yeah.
It's challenging. And when you sweep stuff under the rug, that's the challenge that you do not get. You don't challenge yourself as a human to grow. You don't challenge your partner as a human to grow. And then it ends.
Yeah, for sure. And I think sometimes it's hard to have to deal with things head on, right? Because you're like, oh gosh, but it'll get better.
It's not fun.
And then you get scared. Like, well, is this going to end our relationship? If me bringing this up, is this going to be a bad thing? I don't want to, maybe it's embarrassing them or maybe it's, I don't know. And so I think for us, it was just so good that it reconnected us. And I feel like we can't forget that though. And that's what I want to make sure that we're constantly like doing our check-ins of like, are you good? Am I good? The thing is, I feel like sometimes we get lost in the day-to-day shuffle, which is what happens to so many of us that you're like, oh, whatever. I don't care that much. I'm not going to fight with you over it. And that's when you sort of push it aside. So it's almost like, are we doing it now? I don't know. Like, is there something that maybe I'm doing that's bothering you?
Let's just divulge everything right here.
No.
But I think there's also an ego to it, right? Because maybe. When you have a perfect relationship, quote unquote, right? And you think it is perfect and you think you're the perfect person for your match. And then that's an ego, right? And ego is a silent killer because although we all have them, but then to actually admit there's something wrong, mm-hmm. ouch.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody likes to do that, you know? And that, I think that also is something to always, you know, that's something for me to remember, especially in this situation that we had that made us stronger was, you know, maybe my ego was in the way. Right? Mm-hmm. No, we're perfect. It's fine. It's great. It's wonderful. Although all those things are true, but there was clearly some things that we had to talk about that we never have talked about. So,
right.
And then you don't want to talk about it because it's embarrassing. And that is just, if it's embarrassing, that's just your ego in the way.
Right.
So, you shouldn't have an ego with your partner.
Right.
That's what I learned.
I think that's the moral of the story. Well, I think we're doing a good job. I'm proud of us. High five. And I also think what's good for us is, and I think everyone's different, but, oh, and everyone talks about this, like, oh, date your spouse. Never stop, you know, doing those things, which is very true because we just get so exhausted from the day to day, the hustle and bustle. It's like, but yet it's also kind of like Groundhog's Day every day. You know what I mean? So it's like you wake up, do the same shit. Everyone gets ready. Everyone goes to work. Everyone's doing the same things, whatever. You come home, you're exhausted. You're cooking meals. You're basic, you know, just getting in sweats and then you're going to bed and then you're doing it all over again the next day. And I think for us, although we try not to fall into that, it's good when we go on our little trips. Like when we went to Sonoma. I mean, Napa, yeah. Right.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Same.
you're more not. Of a cab girl, you know, it's it's definitely not the same for you.
All right. What is Sonoma?
Pinot.
Oh.
Pinot and Chard.
Right. Right. Somme. I forgot. So yeah. And like, for example, we're going to be going to Cabo this weekend, which I think is very exciting.
Pretty epic.
So when you guys are listening to this, we're coming back from Cabo, but hopefully we would have had a good time. But yeah, I think it's just making, and sometimes it's hard for us to be like, let's just take a trip. Cause then we're like, well, who's going to take care of Piper? Whatever. But it's almost like you got to just book it. Just look at your calendars, sit with your husband, your wife, whoever, and be like, you know what? Let's just in 2 months, 3 months, let's just pick a date that, and honestly do it in advance and find cheap flights. And just book the flights. That we have something to look forward to. You're excited. It gives you a little motivation to want to keep striving for whatever that is. Maybe it's eating cleaner or moving your body or whatever it is. And I just feel like sometimes we just need a little reminder of like, hey, book that flight or do that staycation or make that dinner reservation, because it can just be so easy to not.
And I think on that, it's hard right now because, and we haven't really talked about it, but I was talking about it today with, because I'm part of the Newport Beach Hospitality Association that we're creating. Mm-hmm. And as a board member, we're bringing in new board members. One of them, she's pregnant, has a baby at home. So her and her husband in Newport used to go out all the time, but now she's dreading trying to find a babysitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a supply chain issue. Like, where did they all go? Right? Like, they were hard to come by in general before, but now it's, you can't find anybody, especially that might be on the same schedule as you.
Yeah.
So they can't ever go out to, you know, the Newport Beach Foundation things or fundraising events.
Right.
You know, he is there or she is there. Like, they have to tag team. And I think, like, for this trip, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, I can't find anybody. Get the insurance, book it, and then just try to figure out. And then if you absolutely can't, then that's one thing.
Yes,
but at
totally.
Least you tried. And I think you have to try. Like, it's easy for us in this day and age coming out of a pandemic and having all these weird phenomenons that have happened that are constant roadblocks to prevent us from doing stuff. And I think you have to just do it like we did. And, you know, we're still kind of crossing our fingers to make sure that everything aligns, that we can get on that plane.
I know.
So we can go. But right now we're going.
Yep. And I'm excited. I just feel like it connects us. And I look forward to our little getaways like that. Cause I think that just continues to remind me why I fell in love with you, you know, and just how fortunate I am to have us as a unit stronger than ever. And, you know, before we bring another baby into this world, I want to make sure that you and I are solid, you know, because I never want to feel what I felt that day. You know, it was just a hideous feeling. I think for you too, it was a hideous feeling for obviously different reasons, but I just feel like, you know, it's easy to, you know, fall into that again.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just want to make sure that we're never going down that path. Okay.
Okay.
I love you though.
Love you too, baby.
So, I feel like we just need to do a little recap on like everything that's going on in our lives though, for real. I started my period, so no baby for us. I'm not sure.
So there's that.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so much easier when Piper came. Because you weren't trying. It was like a aha.
It was,
hey,
yeah,
I'm pregnant.
I know. Now every month, you know, you kind of
now
like.
Now you have to just like, is it this
you?
Month? Is it this month? You know, it's only been a few months since actually trying. But still, it's like one of those things that
I know.
You hear people that are like, you know, you have friends and colleagues and whatever that have tried for months or years even to, and then they finally got pregnant. And it's like, wow. Now it's just like, is it us? Is it not? Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Right. Where the, you know, when Piper, I was thinking about it on the drive home today. I was like, man,
that was easy. Cause you just were told like, hey,
yeah, exactly. It wasn't like,
by the way, do you want me not to tell you every month?
No, I would know anyways.
I'm saying like, do you like not want me to announce it? How about that? Like, do you want me just to take it off your radar on your plate?
No.
No?
No. It's just one of those things that it's like,
so this is
you
where
have to think about it versus before where you didn't think about it. It was just like,
I know,
you know, it was the fun part. And then all of a sudden there was a baby and then now it's the fun part, but then you're like,
and the thinking of,
but you're actually trying to
right.
produce an offspring.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the problem. Cause you're thinking about it.
Maybe I'm like, this is the one.
That's funny. I didn't know that you thought of it like that. See, these are the things that we'd never talked about. But it's interesting because I feel like I have not been bummed the past few months because I'm like, oh, it's all right. It's just been a few months. And this was the first month where I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks. because I really thought I was. The past 2 months, I've been getting like nauseous a little bit and my back's been hurt. I was getting all of the symptoms that I had with Piper. And then I start my period, which is so weird. But that's why I'm asking, because everyone I think is, and I think you should talk about this with your partner, because I feel like maybe your partner doesn't want to know. Maybe they're like, this is exhausting. I can't be part of this. Or maybe they're like, I want to be part of this and help you along the journey. Luckily for us, we're only a couple months in, so we're not like struggling with conceiving, but I feel like that's something to definitely think about.
But as you know, I'm very competitive.
What does that mean?
And you're like, oh man.
Oh, and you're like, I'm going to give you a baby.
Now I have to do more and harder and, but, you know.
Oh my God. Well, not hard. Jesus Christ.
That was the competitive side. Sorry, God. Everyone.
I'm going to have bruises and
we're getting so off track. We're off base here.
But I'm also not tracking. So starting this month, I'm going to start tracking my ovulation and all that. But anyway, so we're not pregnant. And that means I may be on my period in Cabo. But so that's
and then
beautiful.
What else do we not have yet?
A house. A house. So we've been looking for a house. But will you explain to everybody what we're doing as far as our interest only? Will you explain that? I know you don't have to like go into detail, but just give the gist for those that maybe don't know what it is. Because buying a house, you can basically buy and do like a standard kind of loan, yep. Right?
Just a 30-year fixed.
Right.
Loan.
And again, if you're a broker, a real estate agent, or if you know all this stuff, don't kill us. But we're telling you just the little bits and pieces that we know. Okay. So what we were told was that there is an interest only loan that you're able to apply for.
It was a very common thing, and that's what got us into the last recession, right? Because the banks were just handing out these interest-only loans, no money down, all these, right? And then and people couldn't actually afford it.
Right. Everyone was getting approved.
I was approved, and I knew I couldn't afford it.
Right.
You know, I was
back
like,
in the day?
Yeah. I mean, this was when I was 21 years old, and they're like, my family was like, go get a bank loan. You know, the Boise was growing like crazy. I moved there. And it was in 2007, and they're like, oh, so I just went and talked to a lender. He approved me for like $600,000 home, and I made $40,000 a year.
No way.
And I was like, I just could look at a spreadsheet and could tell there's no way I could afford those monthly payments. I was like, what? This doesn't make sense. And so I didn't, thank God. And so that's what got us into the situation that we were in. Now you have to be approved for it. And it's a good way, especially for us, to be able to get into a home that is comparable to what we have for rent in a market, but it lowers our monthly payments, but then we can save and invest in you. And that's the goal is, and that's what they look for. You know, it's through my bank that I have, some stocks in as well that manage a portfolio of mine. So then they would ask to manage more money. So then that will offset. So it's like, I'm saving money, but then my money's working for me. So then right. In the future, you're not in a situation. So it's 10 years interest only ARM. But then you have to be out, or you literally just, so if you walk away from it in 10 years, whereas ordinary loan, you cannot, or you at least get something out of it. Unless you're upside down because you refied it too many times and then the economy tanked, but you always have some sort of equity in your home after 10 years. This, say we didn't have equity because we,
because you're only paying on the interest.
You're just paying. There's no principal down.
Exactly.
So in 10 years, if you haven't sold it for more than what you bought it for, then you are out your deposit or right. Your down payment.
Right.
So you're out a few hundred thousand dollars. It's gone. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
Because you didn't pay down any principal. You have the option to pay down the principal. Every month we could throw down money into the principal.
Right.
But that's kind of the gist of it. The pre-qualifications are very tedious. It took us freaking a month and a half, 2 months to get approved, because they actually go through underwriting and they look at every nook and cranny, what you own, what your family owns, everything like that. So they want to make sure that they are covered.
I think you just need a really good credit score. Yeah. And
lots of cash.
Lots of cash. And
or at least property or something, right, that you can, exactly, put up. And you have to be able to actually show that you're safe for at least, I think, 32 months is what you have to be safe for, beyond the interest only. So like if you actually just got that traditional loan and you could pay your insurance and taxes.
Right.
So,
and they did tell us, look at this almost as your investment, like an investment property, a home. If you're not going to live in it more than 10 years, this is the way to go, because you basically are just paying interest. So your monthly is low. So now you have that extra money to basically invest, hopefully, and make more money than you would investing in the home is what I think they were trying to explain to us.
Which the average home
owner
is living in their home for 7 years.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, and this makes sense for us.
30-year fix. No one's living in a house for 30 years. It's just not happening right now. That was back in the day when they would, you know, like our grandparents and even our parents would stay in a house for a really long time. Although last generation, I feel like they moved around more, way more than our grandparents. Anyhow, so that's where we're at. But even with that, we have seen so many houses. We have been outbid so many times.
Not by a little either. Like, it is astronomical. Like, and it is Orange County, so people that aren't from Orange County, then it's maybe a shocker. But here, over asking price that people are putting down is more than a house that you would get in a lot of this country.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's like, oh, they went $300,000 over asking. You're like, for what?
Yeah, exactly.
For why?
And then the comps around it literally just don't make sense. It's like a house for, call it $850, and then the one next door is $1.4. It's like, what? I'm sorry. Like, so that's what kind of scares me, which every article you read, everything you're reading is saying that it's just going to keep going up. So I don't know. I'm just scared to all of a sudden get into a house that we've now overpaid for, and then the market is just not catching up.
And that's the one negative side that we have to, you know, of an interest only loan, because you cannot overpay. Right.
Right.
Because the bank will come out, appraise it. And if it doesn't appraise,
right,
then they won't give you the money.
Exactly.
And then you're like, okay,
that's kind of good though. Because then it's like, safe. Hey,
I mean, you at least have checks and balances.
Totally.
You know, but then it's negative because now you won't get into a house in Orange County. That's at least, you know, where I'm at. I mean, you know, the other last night, put bids on them, and it was like three or four homes. I was just like, just put offers. I don't care.
He did.
And people wanted you to see them. And I'm like, I don't even care at this point. Just get us into something.
We literally put in like five offers
that we can
houses.
Afford, because this is becoming ridiculous.
And the thing is that, you know, people are going to be like, why don't you just stay in your place? Because rents are going to be astronomical. That's the problem. Everything is going up. So even if we stayed here, they're going to probably raise our rent here. And now it's like, we might as well just put money down on a house just to not be throwing it down the toilet.
And that's what we did with the apartment. When we lived in an apartment, we were like, okay, there was a new apartment that was built.
Yep.
They were two bedrooms. We're going there on the top floor, corner suites like we had.
Yep.
They were going for $6,600 a month. You're like, well, okay, then ours, we're going to raise ours like $300 or $400 a month.
It was
when
going
our
to
lease
be...
was up. And I was like, wait, then we might as well be in a home.
Yes.
That we have some space, because a two bedroom apartment.
I think we were paying
$400
less. Yeah.
It, for the new round, was absolutely silly.
For literally what, 900 square feet?
No, it was, I think it was 1,100.
whatever. It felt very tiny.
It was.
And it was in an apartment complex and you had parties next door and you were using an elevator. I mean, it was just like a disaster for what we were paying when we could literally just be down the street in a house. And with the baby, that's the problem. It was when we, if it was just us two, we wouldn't care really.
You but loved going up and down in the elevator.
I loved it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You told me all the time.
Oh my God. Because I had 8 bags of groceries, a baby. It was like a mild disaster. And then half the time it wouldn't work.
It was broken. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I'd have to walk all the way. Oh my gosh. Good old times.
So house hunting is pretty fantastic. Everybody yeah. should do it.
Oh my gosh. Can't wait. So hopefully we'll, I mean, look, I think we're going to end up where we're meant to end up. And that's just the mentality that we have to have. What do I keep telling you? Let go and let God.
Yeah. You know, that was in Will Smith's book, by the way.
Was it?
That was what his Gigi used to say.
Aw, that's you
know?
Sweet.
But, you know, next week, we just put in these offers this week. So hopefully by next week, when you're listening to this, we have already
been approved
and accepted for a house.
For a house that we haven't seen. No, they're actually going to make us do a walkthrough.
Yes.
Oh, and the other thing. Oh, I already said it. But you can't submit a letter with photos anymore because it's discrimination here in California. Although some will accept it. So you just have to see who will accept it. Isn't that crazy?
It's wild.
Whether you work for yourself or you're part of a team, it's time to get creative. Make your online presence and your business stand out from the rest with Issue. Issue is an all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content from marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks and brochures and so much more. There's no need for endless scrolling through PDFs. Issue features your creative in an easy-to-view way on every device. Make it once and distribute it everywhere without reformatting. And you know what a pain that can be. Your content is already optimized for engagement and ready to share. Issue also works seamlessly with tools you already use like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you'll get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use the promo code HUMBLE. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code HUMBLE at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code HUMBLE. Let's be real. I think we can all probably up our fruit and veggie game. I know for me, it's probably a little bit more difficult when Riley's not home. I like to just throw a little pasta on the stove. But this year, I want to change that. And that's why I'm keeping my freezer stocked with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get more fruits and veggies into my day, every day. They have my back with delicious foods that's good for me, and honestly, it's good for the planet. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door, and it conveniently stays fresh in your freezer. I know for me, the tomato and zucchini minestrone soup is so delicious. The tortilla and pepper flatbread. Oh my gosh, Piper loves that one. It's all so good and it's so good for us. Daily Harvest takes literally minutes to prepare, never uses preservatives, added sugars, or artificial anything. And that goes for everything. They have so many delicious options for every time of the day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, or snack. Daily Harvest has you covered. I know for Riley, his favorite is just the morning times, how easy it is because he wakes up so early. So he literally will just like grab and go. Daily Harvest is all about preserving and protecting the earth for current and future generations to come. From the recyclable and compostable packaging to investing in organic farming practices and reducing food waste, you can feel good about the choices you're making physically and for the environment. Daily Harvest makes it easy to feel good about what I'm doing for myself and the planet. So go to dailyharvest.com/humble to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/humble for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/humble. Okay, you guys, this is something that I am now passionate about. But you know, like using the internet without ExpressVPN is kind of like leaving your laptop out, like at a coffee shop, and then you walking away and then coming back and it's just completely gone. Like that is basically what we're doing when we don't have ExpressVPN. So what is it? So basically, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, like at cafes or hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can basically gain access to your personal data, your passwords, financial details, all the things you don't want them to see. And it doesn't really take much for them, and technology-wise, to hack someone. Literally, it's a very cheap hardware that they need. Like a 12-year-old could do it. And your data is so valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling your information on the dark web. You guys, this is like a real serious thing. And when I found out, I felt actually terrified. So why use ExpressVPN? They basically created like this encrypted tunnel. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. So hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It's incredibly secure, and it would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get a password through ExpressVPN's encryption. It's so easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all devices, your phones, your laptops, your tablets, and so much more, so you can stay secure on the go. I know for me, I did my computers, I did Riley's computers. This is a must do. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/humble. That's expressvpn.com/humble. And you can get an Express 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/humble. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on the show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. We've been taught that mental health shouldn't be part of our normal life, but that's wrong. We take care of our bodies with the gym, the doctor with nutrition. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. I know for me, you know, growing up, there was a stigma, and my parents never believed in therapy, but I feel like our generation is absolutely changing that. I know for me, it's helped me incredibly, and especially with my relationships, being a mom, and just dealing with any kind of drama. It's so important, and BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Humble and Hungry listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/humble. That's BetterHelp.com/humble. I love my smile, I must say. But what I don't love is all the toxic ingredients in most dental care products. They're not good for my health or my teeth. I want the best for my oral health and products made with natural ingredients that help my smile, not harm it. That's why I use Lumino. Lumino makes toothpaste, mouthwash, and whitening products that actually help your oral health instead of hurting it. They use purposeful and uncompromised ingredients like sea salt, aloe, and coconut oil to clean and brighten your smile. Plus, everything they make is certified non-toxic. You won't find harsh bleaches, artificial dyes, or alcohol in any of Lumino's products. Everything they make is dentist formulated, backed by 50 studies, and proven to protect the good bacteria in your smile, also known as the microbiome. Lumino whitening strips are super effective and perfect for sensitive teeth. It only takes 30 minutes to apply, and you'll see results in 7 days, making for incredible before and after pictures. I know before I used to love those over-the-counter products, but honestly, it made my gums so sensitive. I couldn't drink anything because I felt like my teeth were going to fall off. But I love Lumino. I love how my smile feels and looks, and I know you guys are gonna love it just as much as I do. So get 15% off your order today by going to getlumino.com/humble and use code HUMBLE. That's GETLUMINEUX.com/humble. Code HUMBLE to save 15%. Getlumino.com/humble.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so moving on from the house situation, what else is going on? How's work going?
Work is an interesting place.
Why is that?
Lots to do. This is going to be a big year.
Okay.
I think,
Wait, can we talk about Bon Jovi for a second?
Yeah.
I was telling Sam last week that you met with him. He's like, oh, no big deal. I'm like, I know. And,
really so, cool guy, by the way.
So tell us everything.
You know? They called him Santa. They just bring him around when they need to get into something. So
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, so, like how
so
funny.
Like the, you know, they, in 2018, when we first opened the hotel, they stayed at Lido House.
Oh, okay.
And they love Lido House. It's, yeah. And I mean, he has a house in the Hamptons and they grew up, they of course are from New Jersey. So they spent a lot of summers in the Hamptons. So, and then they have their new wine. It's not that new, but I think it's 3 or 4 years old. When it came into the market, a rosé, it's called Hampton Water. So that was their inspiration, was their Hampton house, just, you know, guys at barbecues, you know, it was interesting because it's definitely not like
a
listening
meal.
To them. It was very, you know, you're over at your buddy's house, freaking, why not drink, have some rosé that you can just crush? You know,
yeah.
And, that goes down like water mm-hmm. and it's like you're barbecuing in the Hamptons. That's, you know,
it's
they called it
not
water.
Like a male
exactly.
drink. Men don't really drink
it's coming
drink
around
rose.
Finally, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it is delicious if it's made to be a rosé rather than a runoff.
Right.
So they started Hampton Water. That's where the inspiration come from. And Lido House, it's definitely a nautical theme, you know, Cape Cod inspired. So when they stayed here, they were like, we have to have this wine at this hotel. Like this has to be our mainstay on the West Coast, especially in California. So, when they were out here, they were stopping at a couple places and, meeting with their distributors and stuff. So then they brought in Santa Claus, you know, Bon Jovi himself and
to close the deal.
So it was a whole team of them. And it's crazy because, you know, you've dealt with some celebrities and they love having some sort of security, some sort of measure, you know,
yeah.
checking in under false names. Not him.
No.
Cool as a freaking cucumber. Just
do people
chill.
Actually recognize
oh,
him?
So everyone. It was great. So we were sitting in the lobby or not in the lobby, but in the mayor's table. We're sitting there and I expected everybody to like freak out. Right. And people were just walking in, walking out. Nobody yeah. said a word. Nobody like, it wasn't weird, awkward, nothing. And it was like, oh, okay.
Like, all right.
That's interesting. Cool. But as soon as he got up.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like when you actually saw him, like
right.
when he was sitting down, it was just another guy.
Yeah.
But when he got up, it was like everybody wanted a photo.
Is so he we tall? Went up.
No, he's not. He's, you know, shorter than me. I don't know. but
like 5'9".
Yeah. Somewhere. He's
Maybe.
Probably like 5'8" or something.
Okay.
So we went up to topside so I could show him topside and check out the sunset was setting. And I was like, yeah, I nailed this one. Cause I'm really impressing Bon Jovi right now.
Santa Claus.
And his son is super cool and his son's business partner. So we're there and there's an event going on the rooftop. So that's happening. We get up there and everybody's freaking out. So I kind of rush them through, and I'm very aware of my surroundings. So I rush them through. I even ask quietly, hey, can we take photos? Cause I wanted a photo.
Yeah.
But
you didn't want to be that guy.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was everybody else. It was like, as soon as you have one photo, does everybody totally line up to get a photo?
And yes.
We're on business. It's not that kind of thing. So then he was like, yeah, cool. So we take a photo. Then we go down the back stairs. Cause I was like, we're not going back through this. And they're like, you've done this many times.
Yeah.
Cause that was very slick.
Yeah.
So then we went down the back stairs. He stopped off on his floor and then we continued down. And, it was just a great guy. You know,
I love
it. He was cool. He talked crazy stories. We just talked about development. We talked about, everything. So how he got it to where he is, you know, so some of his favorite moments were,
you told him that you're going to go, that we're going in May.
Yeah.
So we're taking him up on it.
So now we just have to make sure he's there.
I know.
And if not, we'll just stay at his house, I guess. You know, just kidding. I'll play his guitar.
I know. Okay. That is so much fun. And then today you were sending me photos of some donuts. What is that about? And why are you not making them here?
So there's a lot going on at Lido House.
I know.
I mean, you've seen my deck, all the events that we're going to be doing, really dialing in that. And that's what I've been spending clearly most of my time on is just what is going to be happening in 2022. Cause knock on wood, COVID's over. We're coming out strong.
COVID's never going to be over, but yes, I understand.
Knock on wood, COVID's over. We're coming out strong.
Yes.
That's my fighting mentality.
I know. Totally. You have to have that mentality.
And so I have the epic events starting to get planned, right? Just constant activations around the hotel. It's the place you want to be this year and hopefully forever. But, you know, this year I'm going big. And so that finally is kind of getting done. It's all on paper. So now it's just the team kind of getting their heads wrapped around it. So now it's Crew Coffee. So our coffee shop has, needless to say, fumbled a little bit during the pandemic. Mm. Like we've, as a hotel, we've done really well. As the restaurant, we've held it together because we had such a local following.
Right.
A coffee shop.
Hard.
You know, it's the smaller you got in business,
the harder it
during the pandemic. It had to have been the hardest. Like,
for sure.
An independent, standalone, small restaurant struggled more than a really large restaurant.
For sure.
Like, there's just not as much money behind them and not as, you know, there's also less employees. So it's just hard to maintain. So it really struggled. Kind of just limped along for the last 2 years. And now there's, you know, reinvigorated forces behind it. I'm just pushing. I'm in there. So I've been working mornings right now, but we have donuts. I created old fashioned donuts recipes that are like superseded donuts. Yeah. So there's hemp seeds and
it's like a healthy donut.
Healthy-ish. You know, it's still a donut, but it's on the healthier side of it. But then like one is chocolate with cocoa nibs on it. One is a lemon icing with candied Meyer lemons. Whew, it is so good, especially because those are my thing. Like candy or Meyer lemons are just my thing anyways.
Oh, not huckleberries.
Those two. But okay. If there's a lemon out there, it is a Meyer lemon. So those are the donuts. Then we have,
are they like freshly made to order? Or are they just
made fresh and while supplies last? So like every morning they're going to make them.
Yum.
And then we'll literally just run out when we run out. So we'll just,
is it a mandate to have like calorie count on everything that you guys
have?
No,
it's how many locations you have.
Oh.
So like if Crew Coffee had, I think it's 6 locations.
Then you have to mandatory have.
It's something of that nature.
Okay.
So it's the amount of locations. And I don't remember because we were getting close at Boise Fry Company. So to getting to that mandate.
And that means that you have to have someone come and actually like,
you send out.
Oh, you
stuff.
Do.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's not as tedious, but it's just obnoxious because it costs you money.
Yeah.
Every time you change a menu item, you have to get it evaluated.
Oh, you know? Right.
So,
I didn't think about that.
So,
okay. So good. So no calorie counts on that.
So no counts. It's basically zero.
And what about your coffees? Cause I feel like you are like on a good one. today?
I am super jacked.
Yep. and not jacked in like
yeah, muscular ways. Yeah, yeah, no.
That's, imagine that's if still... coffee did that. Holy shit, we'd all be walking around just like Thor.
You know, it'd be great.
What are you doing with coffee?
So we're changing up our specialty coffee drinks.
Okay.
Some, like we have the camo latte. That's still the camo latte. It has matcha tea. Your select milk, espresso. So it makes it a little camo. But now we've elevated it. So I have Okinawa sugar. So it's like the purest sugar in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they just take raw sugarcane juice and they cook it in like old school method, right? It's over wood burning. They just are smoldering coals and they cook it down for like days.
Okay.
And then it turns into a thick brick of just sugar.
Yeah.
So I use that and it's like this fruity, molassesy, just
pure,
real pure, intense flavor. So we use that and I make a sugar out of it or syrup out of it and then soak, our tapioca pearls in it. So then that's inside the tea. It's inside the latte. It's special. So that's the camo. So that one nailed that one today. And a couple other things, like we have strawberry milk, you know? So, ooh,
that's like my childhood,
but that comes with a latte. So it's an elevated version. Cause I have strawberry white chocolate that we have. It's fresh strawberry puree, little sugar. So that goes in a latte. So that one served ice.
And did you ever have Nestle Quick as a kid?
Yes, of course.
That's,
I mean, I wasn't that weird.
I wasn't sure. That was like what I really remember.
Yeah.
Like that taste, that Nestle Quick. Wow.
It's like the adult version of that. It's like your new refined palate is like, wow, it reminds me of a childhood, but it's so much brighter and cleaner, right? It's not like artificial.
Exactly.
So, so a lot of wins in the,
in the crew coffee.
And then next week we will have all new ice creams. Crazy flavors, fun things, crazy toppings. And then it's sustainable as well. Cause then we have the stuff that we make with the, like I make a hazelnut mocha with fresh hazelnuts.
And why are we not having this at home?
Cause I'm not drinking coffee except for today. Cause now I'm wired. Babe, cause you can gladly come see me at work. Yeah. You know, that's, I have to hold those things over her from time to time. So
yeah. But if I bring Piper into work, you'll never work.
That's true.
Yeah. She's all daddy right now.
But I don't mind that either.
That's true.
So we have the hazelnut mocha, fresh hazelnuts, chocolate, you know, that we make the sauce out of, but then the hazelnuts, you don't put that in the latte, of course. So then those get dehydrated. So those are the topping for an ice cream. So then it's sustainable and we can actually that's how we're financially able to do that high of quality of syrup because now I have an alternate use for it.
Interesting. It's all those things you have to think about when you're running a business, right? It's like, how do I cut costs without cutting the satisfaction of the food or the quality or any of that?
Yeah.
It's so hard.
But that's the nice thing of having multiple outlets in one hotel.
For sure. Yeah, you're lucky. But yeah. People that are running...
That's why I couldn't imagine being...
A standalone small business.
A small standalone.
It's so hard.
I've done
it. Good job
and that
to
was
you guys
hard.
Doing it.
And
yeah,
it's a struggle that's real. Especially sure. Everybody that made it through the last 2 years.
I know.
Great work.
Okay, what else is going on? Oh, I never told you guys... Okay, so I went to Vegas last weekend. So, and I haven't even told you this story, by the way. It's so funny. So... So last weekend we went to Vegas and, it was my sisters, my mom, and, my nieces and nephews, Jessica's kids. So Charlotte, her oldest, was turning 16. So, and she really wanted to go to Vegas, My dad lives there still, and my little brother. And there's also like a lot of fun things to do for kids on the strip, like the sugar factory and all that. So we ended up taking a trip out. So I ended up wanting to fly there and back because Riley was going to take care of Piper and he had to work on Friday. So I was like, I'll just take the last flight down on Friday and make it there for dinner. And then I'll fly first thing on Sunday morning and then Riley can go to work. So my mom was like, okay, I'll fly with you. My sisters drove. So my mom and I take a flight out on Friday and we make it there maybe like 10 minutes before the flight leaves. Okay. So we're like, oh, should we? And you know me, I always have to have a cocktail before the flight. It's like tradition. It's just not, fun if you
yes.
don't do that. Yeah.
I've noticed. It's great. I've
flown with you.
Yes. It's a great tradition if you're flying with her.
So we get doubles. Okay. So I get a gin and tonic, a double gin and tonic.
You didn't tell me this.
I know. And she got like a double like Cadillac or whatever. We pound it in like 0.2 seconds. And then we get snacks and we go and we may have had another one after that. And then we went and got snacks and then we were literally the last people. Well, we were Southwest group C, seat 25. Like we were the last people anyways. So we're walking on and my mom, we're walking all the way to the end, right? And at this point, she's like, just pick any seat because whatever's open, that's what you get, right? And luckily, we were able to get our bags up. And so my mom picks the seat in the exit row, okay? And I'm like, and I'm like three rows down. And so she sits down and I can see the lady like explaining to everybody, you're sitting at the seat. Do you agree and comply with all of the things that I just told you? Blah, blah, blah. And my mom.
And all she has to say is yes. One word.
My mom gets up and she's like, no, 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 no. I'm not going to be responsible for anyone dying on this flight. No, no, no. And she literally gets up. She's like, I can't do this. Natalie. And she's like, by the way, now yelling across the whole plane. And she's like, Natalie, come switch me. I can't do this. This is too much pressure. This is too much pressure. So literally now we're having to switch seats. I am like mortified and I'm like, okay. I'm like, shh, shh, it's okay. You don't have to yell. It's all right. We're going to get kicked off the flight. Let's not do this. So I sit down and I am so red. I am mortified. Thank God I had a cocktail in my system because honestly, I would have probably just been like, you know what? We're just not going to go to Vegas. It's fine.
Your and mom is too much.
She is seriously.
She's the most.
Just the most. Oh my gosh. But we ended up having a good time. We took Piper. Oh God. We took Charlotte to the sugar factory and she had, you know, those big sugary drinks and all the food coloring in the food. And she just, you know, had the best time ever. Walked down the strip, saw all the water fountains and the, you know, all the things. Sorry, my nose. And so ended up having a really good time. I fell asleep at 11. I literally could not rally. She even, 16-year-old, walking around, even hitting the, you know, the machines here and there. She's having the good old time. And I just fell asleep. So you'd be very proud of me, I would say.
Yeah. Well, it was well-deserved, at least, break from, you know.
From momming so hard?
Yes.
Yes.
Being a mommy all-star. So I had to step it up and went to the park multiple times, both days.
I will say you sent me some of the cutest videos ever of her laughing. Oh my God. I just die for her little laugh.
Yes. We had a good time. She was in good hands while mommy was away.
Yeah. We stayed at the Aria, had dinner the second night at Din Tai Fung, which is so good. If you guys haven't had those dumplings, oh my God, they have one at South Coast Plaza here in Orange County.
Was it better in Vegas than here?
You know, I've never eaten at the restaurant here at South Coast. I've only ordered it out, but I will say
not the same.
It's so good when it's just fresh and hot. Oof, it's just delicious. The Jidori chicken, the beef soup. All the dumplings are good. It was just delicious. And we gambled, won a little money, lost a little money. I don't like gambling, but my sister and my mom do. Jessica was in the bathroom the entire night. She had like major stomach issues. So she was out the second night. I was out the first night. It really was not an epic trip, I will tell you.
It does not sound like an epic trip.
No. Between Miami and Las Vegas, I'm telling you, it was, we're just not meant to go on trips together. It's really not a sexy time.
Three sisters are not allowed to take any more trips.
No.
Unless it's like to a cabin. Nah, maybe not.
And even
then. Because I don't know if I trust you guys at a cabin. You have to build your own fire. Ugh.
That's very true.
That'd be funny though.
That would be. My mom would probably take out her cell phone and have a little fire on her cell phone. Like,
it's so warm.
It's so totally. Although who knows? That girl is like, she knows. She knows. I'm sure she knows how to build a fire more than us. That's for damn sure. Anyway, and that was it. And then we came home on Sunday, and they actually all ended up meeting us here. We watched the Rams beat the
49ers,
which is Jessica's team. She was bummed.
Oh, it was a great game.
It was such a good game. And I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl, which 3 years ago, that's when we found out we were having a baby.
And this year it's on Valentine's Day.
No, it's not. It's the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's the 14th.
Yeah, and the 14th
is Valentine's
Day.
Oh, the 13th. Yeah. Mondays.
Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm working on it.
Let's
cross our fingers.
Yeah, that means you're going to the Super Bowl, not me.
Well, let's cross our fingers.
There's no way he would get...
One, if not two of us are going. There's a guy at work that has two tickets.
What?
Yeah.
How much did he spend? You didn't ask him.
No, his family got him, and he doesn't even like football.
Oh, hell no. And he's going?
He's not sure yet, because he could sell them for $20,000 a piece.
Those are good and he tickets literally, then.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not sure. And I'm like,
is this one of your cooks?
No.
Oh.
He works in another part of the hotel.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like,
you're like selling to me.
No.
For not, free.
Yeah, exactly.
Pro bono.
Lovable.
I'm your
with
boss.
A smiley face. Yeah. So he's debating. And I'm like, why is it always the people that don't even like?
I know.
He doesn't even watch football. Why would the family give him tickets?
That's crazy. It's going to be a good game, though.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
All right. Well, I love you. I feel like we recapped. My nose is about to fall off my face. These allergies are just literally...
The wind gets you every time.
Every time.
Every time.
The wind has been so crazy. All right, guys. Well, hopefully by the time you guys hear this, we'll hear back from a house. And hopefully we would have already had another baby in Cabo. Conceived a child. No, I'm kidding. That'd be too
soon. That's the plan.
And that's it. I love you.
I love you too, babe.
And hopefully you can join us in another 3 months.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's when my calendar is available.
Okay.
Let's put it on there
now.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's good, dude.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. I love him so much. He's a trooper. I'm glad he was able to sit through those difficult conversations. I know it's not easy for him sometimes, but he's a champ and I love him so much. So I love you guys as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, do all the things. Follow me on Instagram at Natalie Pouchet. Keep up with me, and remember, guys, stay humble and stay hungry.